Dreamscape presents The Favorite Child by Catherine Grant, narrated by Natalie Duke. Prologue. Flames ripped across the night sky. They seemed driven to consume the surrounding atmosphere as completely as the pale green three-story home they were devouring. The sound was like 10,000 insects gnawing on wood and plaster. Teeth and jaws crunching through rooms imagined and brought to life in the Victorian era, restored to their original beauty 40 years ago and meticulously maintained every year since. Gone with the lick of a 1,000-degree Fahrenheit tongue of fire. The odor of smoke suggested a pleasant bonfire, not the death raging through the house, filling pale pink lungs, asphyxiating peacefully sleeping bodies. It burned freely for an hour before the shriek of fire trucks pierced the chilly night air of the Northern California coast. Far too much time had passed before the emergency call was placed, but there were other things that had to be taken care of first. The story needed to be believable and airtight for the police. 1. The moonlight poured through the bedroom window. It woke me from a dream that was already slipping through my fingers as my eyes opened. I was glad to escape it, but something about the way the light filled our bedroom gave me the feeling I might have stepped into another dream. It was always this way when Michael and I stayed at my parents' home. The bed was familiar, but not. The room was our own, but not. And the house where I'd grown up was such a part of me that it appeared frequently in my dreams, whether I was sleeping under its eaves or at our home in Mountain View. I got out of bed. My throat was dry, my tongue tacky against the roof of my mouth. I placed my hand on my round belly. I passed a soundless word of comfort to our baby girl curled inside my womb, her sleep undisturbed at the moment. My bare feet brushed the cool wood floor as I walked to the door and opened it. I moved along the silent hallway and down the curving staircase to the first floor. In the kitchen, I filled a glass with water and took a small sip, hoping that would tell me whether I was awake or dreaming, even now.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?